There's a couple of things we would like to do tonight. One of them I would have liked to do that we won't be able to do. Tonight was the night we were scheduled to begin the nominations procedure by passing out ballots, and they're still home in some fashion on my computer. So we wanted to make sure that when we handed them out this year, we were able to give you a list of what officers were ineligible because they were serving unexpired positions. You don't want to elect somebody who still has 2 years left to go on their particular term of office. We have three offices in the church which are elected on a rotating basis for 6 years. So what we're going to be doing is handing those out on Wednesday night. There is something, though, we want to start out with. At our last business meeting, we voted to change our constitution, and one of the changes that we made concerned membership. And what we said was that we would now have two roles in terms of two distinctions of membership other than active membership. And we would have active members, and among the active members, there are voting and non-voting. And I think you have to be 21 years old, as that's New York State law, to be a voting member of a corporation. So on our active role, we have voting and non-voting. But then we also established two other roles. One of them was something we had already had, which was a discipline role. I don't believe we have anyone on that role, but that was something that churches have when someone is in great danger in their spiritual life, when they will not repent, when there's a special need for a discipline in a person's life to be imposed by the church, that's a discipline role. But we also said we're going to have a third kind of a role. So we've got active on one end, discipline on the other, and we said we're going to have a third role, a role that has nothing to do with discipline, has nothing to do with your spirituality, has nothing to do with those categories. It's simply a role that says these are people who are unable or have not been regularly attending the services. Therefore, we do not want to count them in our quorum, and therefore they're not really eligible to serve in an office. People who have moved out of the area, tonight, for instance, people who are in Ithacare, it's really not fair to keep them on the active role as if they ought to be coming to our business meetings. So we needed a role that had nothing to do with any attempt at discipline, just reflecting the fact that they're unable to attend the services and they haven't been attending. And we want to have an active membership role that reflects members who are active in the church. And so to do that, we created an inactive role. And all those people who have not been active in the church and cannot reasonably expect it at this point to be active, we wanted to do that so when the nominations came out, the nominations list that we gave you would be the active voting membership of the church. That way, when you look at last year, we handed out the list of the membership, and rightfully so, you all came back and said, why do you have this person down as eligible to be nominated for office when we haven't seen them in the church for 4 years because they're in the military? Well, that's what you have an inactive role for. So we got together at the last deacon meeting, and we took, how many names was it? 29 names. We had 29 names that needed to go on our inactive role for different reasons. And so I'm going to ask Brother Testu to read the role. But there are some of these are people who we just had. I don't think anybody, does anybody know where Tim Garcia is right now? Just people who were in the church for a while and in the military and have now moved on, and we're not quite sure how to locate them. Some of them are those who are currently in the military. Some of those are names of Bernie, for instance, Woodhull, she's like a shut-in. She's at Ithacare, and there's no way it would be reasonable to expect her to make our services and to make up part of our quorum. So all different kinds of names for all different kinds of reasons. So the one thing we said we'd emphasize, and I'm sure I'll get questions afterwards, but let me emphasize it again, inactive role has nothing to do with discipline. It's nothing to do with a statement to any one person. It's just saying looking at attendance, and these are not people who we should include in our quorum, and these are not people that we should include in a list given to you that, oh yes, put their name down to serve, because they will not be here to serve, and we wanted to do that. So we also said that any change in membership status, including going from active to inactive, that this would be something that we would read before the church. And so I'm going to ask Mr. Testud if he would read the list of these names at this time. I mentioned to you that the active role has voting and non-voting members. In terms of who can be nominated for an office, there are, our Constitution states you have to be a member of the church for 1 year before you can be nominated for an office. So there are certain people who are not on the list, for instance, Pastor Wood, whom we have great confidence, but there he has not been a member for a year at this point. And so it gets to be a complicated procedure. Even as we read down through those names, you'll recognize some who probably could and should be attending, some who absolutely couldn't attend, and others that we've just lost touch of. Some are students, some are... So it represents a wide variety of people who are not here for different reasons, but please remember the inactive role doesn't take away their right to vote. Inactive members can vote. It affects quorum. How many people do we say we want to have at the church? The next change I want to talk to the deacons about is right now, does anybody know what our quorum is in the church? 10% of the voting membership. Okay, so what I'd like to do is to change that to something that's more useful. And I'd like to put it at 40 or 50% of the active membership of the church, of the active voting membership of the church. Because all quorum is saying is these are the people that we can reasonably expect to be here to vote. So we call that our active membership. 10% is much too little for quorum. That's really not a good percentage. But it didn't make any difference because when we're done, it's probably going to be the same number of people once we move these names to the inactive role and deal with the role in that way. But I think you want to have a constitution that deals with the realities.